You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, and welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm really excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep on coming back, you know I fucking love you. You know I say this every episode, but it's true. You guys make this so easy for me. You guys make it so much fun. I absolutely love doing this. I absolutely love talking about these things. I love the conversations and the people that I get to connect with on a daily basis through this podcast. And if it wasn't for you guys listening and learning and growing and expanding and being open to these conversations and these subjects, this would not be in existence. So thank you so much. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for being you and being open to these topics and just wanting to learn, grow, and expand. If you are enjoying the show, if you can do me a solid favor and head on over to iTunes and write a review, those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And as a thank you, before you go ahead and submit, make sure you take a screenshot, picture, whatever, and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co, and I'm going to send you my soul alignment activation for free as a thank you, because I know muggle life is fucking crazy and it's busy and it's hectic and it takes it takes a lot out of us. So I really do appreciate you doing that for me. So before we dive into this episode, I want to let you guys know that the Modern Mystic Society is open for enrollment. This is my monthly membership that gives you access to 4 spiritual development circles. These spiritual development circles are either psychic-based or mediumship-based, and we hang out, we have a great time, it's just so much fun. Like, everyone in the Modern Mystic Society is so down-to-earth and just so intuitive, and I fucking love it. And you also get access to the member portal, which has over $1,000 worth of resources and content in that as well for you, for your spiritual growth, your personal development, just tools for your journey. And once you sign up, when you do sign up, cart is closing. Membership will not be open after July 31st. So that's this Friday, guys. Okay, so get in before that. And what you're going to get is 50% off your first month, and you're going to get access to 3 of my courses. The courses are the 12 Universal Laws Masterclass, which goes through the universal laws that govern our universe, and it's really, I love it because it makes so much sense, obviously, because they're the universal laws. You're also going to get access to my abundance rituals class, and what this is just abundance rituals that will allow you to just bring more abundance into your life, call in more of what you want, help you manifest that magical fucking life that we all deserve and we are all worthy of. And then you're also going to get my intuitive crystal course, which allows you to learn how to tap into your intuition in order to work with the crystals. You know, we all get so, you know, we all end up running to the books, right? If we're working with tarot, if we're working with crystals, we're so quick to like run to the crystal Bible or one of those books about tarot to learn about the meanings. And, you know, my biggest thing is like, guys, we have all the answers. We have the connection to source. We have all of the answers within us, in our intuition. And when we develop it and we allow it to be our greatest asset, man, does our world fucking change. So you get those 3 courses, and then you also get a voucher. I'm really excited. I'm so excited to announce that I am going to be this weekend hanging out with the amazing Amoruso family, who are the owners of Revelation Breathwork. I am getting facilitated to become a breathwork facilitator for groups. And I'm going to do another episode and talk a little bit more about my experience with breathwork, but know that I am smiling from ear to ear while I'm talking about this. You are also going to get a voucher for a free live Zoom breathwork class with me, and that's going to expire within the year. But again, I'm not going to get too much into that because that is a story for a different day. But again, cart is closing Friday. And did I mention that you also get 50% off your first month? I don't know if I did, but yeah, you also get that. So you're getting a bunch of amazing goodies when you sign up. You're getting access to the fucking best community of light workers, healers, soul seekers. It's just amazing. So be sure to head on over to my website and sign up. Actually, yeah, go to my Instagram instead because it's easier, because you're going to use the link that's in my bio to get your first month 50% off. But definitely be sure to look into that because it's closing and it's not going to open back up until spring of 2021. So in this episode, I asked, it's so humbling because Christine, who was our guest for this episode, was my first podcast guest. Oh, it was just so amazing to reconnect with her. She's just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to essential oils. And I wanted her to come back on because I wanted to talk about some essential oils that we can incorporate into our healing, into our spiritual practice, that allow us to open up to spirit, that allow us to give us the love that we deserve. And she just dropped some knowledge bomb. So be sure to listen. It's really a lot of good tips and tricks in here for you. All of her information as well is in the show notes. Be sure to head on over to Facebook and get into her Facebook group. She's amazing. Again, she is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to essential oils, and she's thebomb.com. So I hope you guys enjoy this show, and I will see you around. Love you. You guys, today I have a very, very special guest with me. My first guest, actually. You're my first guest, Christine.
I know, it's amazing. I feel like you've come so far in your podcast into my, like, yeah.
I know, it's so weird to say that. Like, it's just like, it feels like just yesterday that we were just like talking about oils, and today we're going to do the same. And thank you again for coming back on.
Of course. I love being a guest. I love listening. So I'm like excited that, you know, you have me back so I can share even more.
You know, the thing is like, I've been getting a lot of people asking, like, I had two people in the last 2 weeks, I don't know, I guess they binge listened to the podcast, and like, obviously you're the first one, and they said, I loved when she came on because you spoke so well about like what each essential oil does. Like, we know what they smell like and everything, but you are so good with talking about what they bring spiritually and energetically. And I was like, you know what? I just did a show about crystals for intuition. Let's do something with essential oils because I love essential oils. And Christine's amazing. And we're going to talk about some essential oils for different things. So we said that we're going to talk about some essential oils for inner child work and healing and self-love. So why don't we just dive in and you just let us know what we need to know about those oils.
Okay. So, well, first I'm just going to remind everybody who I am. So my name's Christine Souza. My fun and passion is working with essential oils. I work specifically with doTERRA essential oils. So, you know, when I'm speaking, that's the oil that I choose to use, the company I choose to work with. And it's basically because, like, you know, I know what I'm getting from them. It's the purity and, you know, the unadulteration, the testing and the quality. So, you know, one drop of, you know, oil from doTERRA is going to be more potent than, you know, drop from another brand. Everyone's like, oh, the oils are a little more expensive. And I'm like, yeah, but you're getting a quality oil and you're getting that you feel it as soon as it, you know, mm-hmm. hits your olfactory nerves and, you know, goes through your body. You're like, oh, mm-hmm. like this morning I was using some lemon eucalyptus for my own meditation. And it was like, ooh, like let me pop out of my body for a second.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and we spoke about this too on another episode where it's like, you know, I used to be a cheap bitch, guys. Like, no joke. I will say, like, I used to get the cheap oils from Amazon or from Whole Foods and stuff. Nothing compares to doTERRA. Like, nothing. Even if you get, like, a lavender oil from another company. I don't even know what the company was. And then I ordered lavender from doTERRA. Just the potency in the smell alone was so much more there. You know what I mean? So. You definitely want to make sure that you're getting real essential oils.
Yeah. And I will tell you another thing. There are quote unquote doTERRA oils on Amazon. They are not legitimate. So if you see doTERRA on Amazon, please do not buy it. Please, you know, reach out to Erica, get in touch with me. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to help you get the real stuff. Every doTERRA bottle has a code on them. I'm trying to show you. There's a code on the bottom of the bottle that tells you where it came from and that the testing that it has been through and the results of those tests. So, you know, you are getting the best quality. So I like to just make sure everyone
is going to be in the show notes, guys. So she has a wonderful, wonderful Facebook group that she goes live in and she talks about all the things. So just be sure to check out the show notes and join her Facebook group. So let's get into it. Inner child healing. It's a big topic nowadays.
It's a big topic. I think with, what's been going on in the world around us, people have a lot of time to, self-reflect. You know, we're not busy with work.
Okay, guys, sorry. We got cut off a little bit, but we were at... Inner child healing is a very popular thing that's happening now. So let's talk about some of the essential oils that's good for that.
Yeah. So before I got cut off, I was saying that, with this time that we've had, at home, a lot of, I don't go to the office any longer and I've been home and I've had this kind of, downtime that I never had before. It's given me a chance to kind of like reflect and be like, okay, what are the things I need to work on? What are the things I need to change? What are the things I want to improve? Who's the person I want to be when we come out of this and, start fresh again? Because that's really what this is doing to us. It's giving us a chance to slow down. We've been, I almost feel like I've been zombieing through part of my life, just trying to just get stuff off my to-do list. And this time has really given me a chance to kind of like say like, hey, who are the people I want to spend time with and who are the people I want to connect with and how do I want to connect with my own self? So first one I want to talk about is going to be bergamot. So bergamot or bergamot, as some
bergamot,
people say.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I say bergamot. I don't know if the tea is silent or not, but that's how I say it.
New York. So
yeah, I'm New Yorker. Yeah. So
I've heard bergamot and I've heard bergamot. So
yeah. So I say the tea. I'm a teer. I am whatever. but it's the oil of self-acceptance, right? And I think, when we're working on our inner child and we're working on that connection, I think it really comes back to like, hey, when we were younger, things may have not been so great. And now that child has grown into the person I am and I need to be okay with that. And that's okay. And who I am is amazing. And, even though I leave the dishes in the sink and I'm kind of a mess, like I'm still worthy of love and I'm still worthy of loving myself. And I think that's really important. And so bergamot kind of has like a cleansing effect on like those feelings that you kind of keep boxed in and like pushed down. And it's just going to kind of like remove some of the limiting beliefs and kind of get rid of those core beliefs that, I'm not worthy of it. No, you are. You are 100% worthy of love and light and happiness and joy and all the wonderful things that the universe has to give us. So, it's definitely, it's an oil. It's from the citrus family. So it's an oil that's going to work on, you know, kind of that lifting. You know, I find personally, and I think most people will agree, that citruses are always very uplifting and very, like, you know, sunny day type feelings from a citrus oil.
I always like bergamot. It smells like lime.
It does. It does. It's not like it is more of a lime citrus than like an orangey citrus, even though it is the orangey family. But it's, you know, it's going to start to like, just give you that positivity and that lift to really, you know, bring a little bit more cheer into your day. And just kind of, but it's also very comforting too. Like I really find it's not a zinger of a citrus, you know, it's a more of a muted citrus. If that makes sense. It's so hard to describe smell. Like whenever I'm like, it's a muted citrus. What does that mean? Well, it's not going to give you that, you know, fresh clean. Yeah. It's not going to kick you in the nose. You know, it's a little bit more of a, oh, I smell something. What is that? That's lovely. It's that type of feel. But you know, it's going to, you know, kind of get rid of that low self-esteem. It's going to get rid of that judgment that you put on yourself. Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, I'm not skinny enough or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's going to kind of kick that to the side and clean that out and kind of get back to that self-acceptance, the confidence, the optimism, you know, the hopeful feelings, you know, I'm lovable. I'm amazing. I'm kind. I'm wonderful. All those like positive affirmations. Like I would get some bergamot, you know, in a roller, you know, put it on your heart chakra, put it on your solar plexus, and just, you know, I am love, I am great, I am worthy, and it's really going to propel you and get you out of that funk. Like I don't know if anyone else has been in that funk. I've been in that funk for a while, where it's like I've been in this house, I've been staring at the same four walls, I'm tired of it. I feel like, oh my God, I'm never going to leave this house. And like, it's going to get some of that funk off of you and get that upliftingness. So that would be my first one. And then my other one, I would say, and this is something that's really been helping me a lot past couple of weeks, is magnolia. So magnolia is for compassion. And I think that, you know, when we're doing our inner child work, that we need to, you know, really find that comfort and that love for ourselves and that healing. And, you know, magnolia, I actually, when I first smelled it, I really didn't like it. And it's since grown on me. It's kind of a sweet floral and like, I don't know if I really want to be wearing this every day, but I've been, you know, again, that heart chakra, giving some love there. But I have this wonderful book. It's called Essential Emotions, Your Guide to Process, Release, and Live Free. And it's available, like you can get it on the Aroma Tools website is actually where I got mine. I don't know if it's on Amazon or not, but it's a great reference tool when you're working with essential oils and spirituality and your emotions. And like, you know, like I'll wake up in the morning and like, oh, I'm having a day and this is how I feel. It's a really cool book because it tells you the oils and gives you a description. And then you can also look it up the opposite way, where if you have a feeling, you have something that you want to work on, you can look up that emotion and it'll give you the oil that supports it. So, and it also has some really great affirmations and really great like self-reflection questions and things like that. So, for magnolia in this book, magnolia connects people with the energy of the divine matriarch, the spiritual source, the feminine spiritual source expects individuals to treat one another with mercy and compassion. And that's why I picked magnolia for inner child work, because I feel that so often we're so hard on ourselves and we really need to, you know, give ourselves love and give ourselves the grace to be like, hey, I'm human, not perfect. And, you know, there are days where, you know what, you're going to fall on your face and you know what, it's okay, because it's part of the growth and it's part of the way that we learn and we grow and we become better. And you know, having that compassion for ourselves and for, you know, who we were and who we couldn't be for ourselves as a child, it balances.
Yeah. I love that. What I would do, I have like this nice idea, is I prefer bergamot diffused. Mm-hmm. So what I do is like on those days where I need a little bit more self-reflection, when I have to really go into my journal hardcore, I grab my nice big chunk of rose quartz and then I will diffuse bergamot and rose.
Yes. So rose is the oil of divine love. Yep. And so anytime you're doing any heart chakra work, and even, you know, the solar plexus that, you know, my I am chakra. But anytime you're doing anything with those, it's definitely going to be, you know, working on that self-love and working on that worthiness. And rose is definitely a powerhouse. I mean, rose has so many, and like, I have a rose touch roller, right? So it's rose, which is diffused with fractionated coconut oil. I don't have the rose absolute, but I smelled it when I was at the doTERRA convention. And that is probably the most amazing. And like, it's like this like melting relaxation, yeah, that just comes over the entire body when you have that pure rose in your nostrils. It's just it's very, very powerful, and it's very, you know, it's very it takes a lot to make rose oil. Like it takes, yeah, like bushels and bushels and bushels, and it's all like hand picked, and it's insane. And we actually have the absolute, and it's a 5 milliliter bottle. It's a tiny bottle, and like I think it's $275 or $300 for that. Wow. for and then you get like 85 drops in that bottle. Wow. And it's yeah, like, but because it's, you know, hand-picked in the purity, and it's Bulgarian roses, and it's a mate, but it, if you have the means and you have the ability and you can get a drop of that onto your body, it's going to change your life. Like it's just, yeah, it's so potent and so strong. And you know,
roller
like,
too, and even that is good.
Oh, the touch roller is amazing. Yeah. And the touch roller, I believe, don't quote me on this, but I think it's like $75 for the touch roller. But and it's deadly, and it's still like amazing. It's super powerful. I'm actually like saving up my doTERRA points for the rose, like the pure rose. This is gonna be like kept, yeah, in like a lockbox in my house.
Yeah, really. It's like one drop a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. For a special occasion. But yeah, no, I like rose. But that's what, yeah, I mean, I have the roller, so I'll put it on my heart chakra, and I'll, yep, hold my hand to my heart and just say, I'm love. I am unconditionally perfect just the way that I am.
And you are.
We need ourselves that. Like, you know what I mean? And I think rose, I like rose, and I like, first off, I like bergamot because, like I said, it's a nice clean scent. And when I clean the house, I like citrus flavors.
Yeah, and citrus is great for cleaning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do. But that's like my little ritual when I'm doing inner child work, where I need to like get out of my own head and, you know, become my cheerleader, is like I grab my rose quartz, my rose, diffuse, grab my journal, and it's a party. So that's what I have to say. I don't have magnolia though.
You should look into it. It's actually, it's really beautiful. It only comes in the touch roller as well. And it's also really great if you have challenges getting to sleep at night. So usually people grab for lavender, right? Lavender. Mm-hmm. I always call lavender the gateway oil. Like it's the one that everyone's kind of familiar with. And like, oh, I smell lavender. It helps you know, get to sleep. So the component in lavender that helps you sleep is called linalool. Magnolia, like, so the magnolia is like literally off the charts in comparison to lavender. So a lot of people will roll the magnolia on the bottoms of their feet at night before they go to bed to help them get a good restful night's sleep.
I gotta get that then. Is that in Serenity too?
You know, off the top of my head, I don't know. I will have to get back to you on that. I know Serenity is vetiver and cedarwood and lavender. And I think there's some vanilla absolute in there. I'm not sure if magnolia is in there. I don't think it is, but I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on that. I'll have to get back to you.
I gotta get some magnolia then, because that's what I need.
Okay. It's fantastic. For you though, Erica, I'm gonna tell you. side note, there is a collection that came out in May. It's called the Precious Petals Collection. And it's a collection, and it's still available right now. And then, so what is it? Middle of July right now. It had magnolia, rose, jasmine, neroli, and blue lotus. And you need the blue lotus right here for your third eye.
All right. It's a
kit. I think it was like $65. It's under the special collections kit. They're small though. They're like mini rollers.
Okay.
But I feel like that would be really great for you to kind of get those petal oils in there. And that blue lotus is amazing.
Okay. You just made me order. Okay. So cord cutting and releasing. This is also a massive, very popular topic. Just in general, like this, it's funny because I did a blog post months and months and months ago of how, you know, what exactly are etheric cords and how to release them. It is like always trending on Pinterest. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's interesting. You know what I mean? Like it's, I'm like, wow. But what are some good oils that are going to help you with cord cutting or maybe going through a breakup or maybe learning to distance yourself from certain people?
So, I actually have done a few cord cuttings this time has been really an amazing time to reflect. You know, it really has. But first up, I'm going to tell you, so Melaleuca, AKA tea tree oil. This is your oil for cord cutting, right? Mm-hmm. It's the oil of energetic boundaries. So Melaleuca, it's amazing, for its cleansing properties. It's going to help you clear all your negative baggage. Okay. It helps with codependent relationships. It helps with parasitic relationships. And it's just going to kind of like get that toxicity out of the way. I did a blend the other day and it was, the Melaleuca, and it was also some lemongrass in there, and what's the other one I had? And eucalyptus, just for like general, like, because when you're clearing out your toxicity, you're clearing from your space, and now you left yourself open. So the eucalyptus is the oil for like well-being, and so you kind of balance the two when you're clearing and you're bringing in the good energy. But it's definitely, you know, if you've smelled, you know, tea tree oil, it's very stringent, like very, and so I think that, you know, it's going to be one of those things, like it is just going to clear the slate for you, you know, mm-hmm. and just let go. You know, in the book, it says it helps to like break the vampirism of the energy. You know, so you get those energy vampires who are constantly like going to you for, you know, your light and your positivity and just sucking it right out of you. That tea tree oil, that Melaleuca oil is just going to kind of like cut that and be like, you know what? No, I'm good. I'm going to take care of me. And it's going to like kind of reinstate the positive, you know, connections, you know, making sure, you know what? You can't bring in anything good or anything positive. You don't have the room for it because you have the negative stuff sitting with you. So you're just going to clear that and let it go. Yeah. And then my other one for that is definitely going to be On Guard, which is a blend that doTERRA has. It's our protective blend. So this oil is actually an oil that supports the immune system, and you know, it's something that a lot of people have been you know, they go to when they're feeling a little, you know, under the weather. You know, they're kind of feeling a little run down. They might, you know, take the On Guard, diffuse the On Guard in the air to kind of like, because it's very uplifting. It's very spicy. It's got orange and cinnamon and,
you know, cold. What I do with On Guard? It's so funny because I've just made it a trend. Well, I was when they were going to school, but like when we're wait every day, when we're waiting for the bus, I have it in a roller and I'm like, okay, let me see your wrist. And I like, they put out their wrist and then I'm just like dousing them with the On Guard. And then I put it on their ears and everything. And it just, it turned into something that like we all looked forward to each and every day, was getting doused in On Guard. And I actually put some frankincense in that as well, guys. But yeah, it's really good. And they don't get sick. Like my kids, obviously they get sick, but not as much as like the average. And I really truly believe like On Guard really does help with that.
Well, I cannot say that essential oils treat or prevent any illnesses. However, I can say that they do support the body. They do support the immune system. Mm-hmm. You know, I personally feel that it does support my body. I definitely agree with you, but I'm not supposed to say that. but, you know, like with On Guard though, it's one of those oils that, you know, it has so many, potent pieces to it with the multiple ingredients that it does, you know, you feel, I think there, you know, I think each oil has an energy, and I definitely know that On Guard is an oil that I feel the energy from. I feel like, you know, when I smell it and breathe it in, it's strong and it's, you know, has hot oils in it, as we say, like, yeah, you know, that are a little bit more, sensitive on the skin because they, you know, they're powerful. You know, cinnamon as an extract, as an oil, is powerful on the skin. So, you know, and if you ever have a feeling where you put an oil on your skin and it's like, oh, this is too warm for me, you just put a little carrier oil on that or a moisturizer and it will dilute the oil and calm it down on your skin. But you know, On Guard is, it's one of those oils that is,
okay. Some Mercury is not in retrograde anymore, but we still keep on having these technology problems. So
it's the aftershocks.
It's the aftershocks. Yeah. I don't know what's going on, but we were talking about On Guard.
It's so crazy. So, On Guard it's called the protective blend, like, you know, On Guard, AKA the protective blend. But it's going to help strengthen your inner self as well as, you know, your physical self. And, you know, it's going to give you, you know, when you're feeling good, like, you know, physically feeling good, you're feeling, this is my own personal feeling, but, you know, when I feel physically healthy and strong, I am more adept to stand up for myself and to say no to things and to say, you know what, I'm setting a boundary here and no, you're crossing it. I do not want this. This is not what I want in my life. When I'm feeling a little more run down, like, you know, you just don't have the energy to push back sometimes, you know? So this is another reason why, you know, the On Guard blend is going to kind of assist you in standing up for yourself and setting those boundaries and keeping those toxic, you know, energy vampires away from you.
Yeah. That's good. We all need that.
I know I need it, so.
No, I need it. All right.
No.
Yeah, like, no, no, no. Okay, so let's talk about some of the go-to spiritual, kind of, for spiritual development, your connection to divine, to the divine, to just intuition. What are some really good essential oils for that topic?
So first and foremost, I am going to go straight to the king of oils, my friend and yours, frankincense, right? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, frankincense, first off, it's amazing. you know, when in doubt, get the frankincense out, you know, from soup to nuts. Frankincense is going to be your oil to support your body, to support your mind, to support your spiritual self. It is like, frankincense can do no wrong. I mean, that's basically what I have to say about that. But frankincense is the oil of truth, right? So it's going to reveal deception. It's going to reveal false truths. It's going to get out, you know, release you from lower vibration, have you vibrating at a higher level. It's going to create new perspectives. It's going to open up the light. It's going to give you that opening that you need to receive what the messages you need. Right. So, you know, frankincense has been, you know, used throughout time, you know, ancient Egypt, you know, is a gift to baby Jesus. I mean, people have been using frankincense, you know, for millennia. So, you know, if it's good enough for baby Jesus, it's gotta be good enough for me. Right.
Exactly. I'm very with frankincense is a more expensive oil, just so you guys know. And for me, frankincense is that go-to oil when it's like, I need to go deep into my meditation today. I need to really just release. I need to really just connect with my guides. And that's, I don't go for any other essential oil. And what I do is I literally just take a drop, one drop, and I just rub it on my third eye.
On the third eye. Yep. And for sure.
Yeah.
And I will say, you know, again, because doTERRA is an amazing, amazing company. Frankincense is in a lot of the, you know, the starter kits. It's one of those things that, like, I just think is such a blessing because the oil does so much, you know, spiritually and emotionally and physically. And so, you know, the fact that, you know, a lot of the, you know, the membership kits that exist, they have that frankincense in there. And, you know, like the one starter kit, I think, is like 160 and it has frankincense in there. I mean, it's amazing. And because frankincense is, I believe, I want to say it's like $70, $68 or $70 for a bottle. And so the fact that you can get frankincense with your, you know, enrollment is amazing. So, and it's just, again, it's one of those things, when in doubt, get the frankincense out. If you are looking to meditate and you're just like, I don't even know where to start with an oil, grab frankincense, you know? I mean, honestly, you can grab any oil because each one of them is going to, you know, support your meditation practice. But, you know, people are saying, Christine, how do you know all these things? How do you know these things? And I'm like, well, I've been doing this for a while. I've been doing this like for 4 years. This didn't come overnight, but you know, I do a lot of reading and then I just like test things out. You know, I grab an oil and I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to try this today. What's talking to me? Oh, geranium. Okay. Here we go. Geranium. It smells like old lady flowers. The worst. It is the worst. And I
had it the last time and you said something about geranium and I was like, I think I need that.
Yeah, and it smells like old lady flowers.
Yeah, it does. It smells like mother's garden. Yeah.
But you know, sometimes you need it. And geranium actually is right next to frankincense in the book. But it's the oil of love and trust. And so sometimes when you need to work on, you know, those relationship bonds and those, you know, the things that are going to, you know, work together, like, you know, if you have issues with like abandonment or loss or things like that, like geranium is going to be a really great oil for you. It smells like grandmother flowers. It does. But it will help support the healing that you need to. I've often found, and I've said this to people, the oil that you don't like the smell of the most is usually the one that you need the most. So like when you're saying, you're like, oh, I don't really want to smell. But you know, and then like I said earlier, like magnolia, it wasn't one that I liked at first. And I was like, you know, I don't know if I want to smell like this. And as I've used it, I found comfort in it. And I, you know, learned to really embrace that smell and be like, oh yeah, this is going to help me. This is going to lighten my load today. Another one that, I was just thinking about for, you know, for that general spiritualness. And I don't know if this is one that you use, but Melissa oil.
I don't.
Okay. So Melissa oil, it's lemon balm is, okay. You know, also the common name. It's the oil of light, right?
Ooh.
So I personally, when I have my angry feelings or I'm really stressed out or upset, and I just feel like everything's building up into that big pressure ball, I will grab my Melissa. I will, and Melissa is again another one of those, you know, higher end oils. I will open up the bottle. I will take my thumb. I'll flip it over and flip it back up. So like I just have like a teeny bit of oil on the top tip of my thumb, and I'll press it to the roof of my mouth.
Okay.
It tastes absolutely disgusting. So don't put it on your tongue or under your, literally stick it to the roof of your mouth so it gets like doesn't get in your taste buds.
Okay.
And you will literally feel that balloon decompress. Like it's like all that built up pressure and air just right out of the body. It is so powerful. It is absolutely amazing. There actually was like a challenge that they said, like, if you do that press to the roof of your mouth every hour for 12 hours and then do it once a day for like, you know, the rest of the month, it's supposed to really kind of energetically shift your mindset. I haven't done it because it's, you know, like you really got to plan to have that taste in your mouth for a day. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But it really can shift your feelings. And like, you know, again, like from this amazing book, and I highly recommend this book, and I will tell you guys a secret. So this book comes out kind of like every October, there's a new version. So like the one I have is the 8th edition. There'll probably be a 9th edition like by the fall. But what this says is, you know, Melissa oil awakens the soul to truth and light. It reminds individuals who they are truly and why they came to this earth. It invites one to release everything and anything that holds them back from releasing their fullest potential. It assists individuals in receiving spiritual guidance by reconnecting them with their inner voice. It uplifts the soul by preparing one to ascend. When one feels too weighted down by the burdens of life, Melissa encourages them to keep going. It gives strength and vitality to the innermost recesses of the heart and soul. This oil invites one to participate in higher realms of living and dreaming. As they stay connected to spiritual sources, they feel lightness in their being and brightness in their core. Is that not amazing?
Ooh, I think like that every human needs in the Melissa oil.
It is unbelievable. Wow. Like it really, and you know, I like I said, I use it when I've gotten to that point where I just can't take anymore. Yeah. And I feel like if I used it on a more regular basis, I would. And I'm like now as I'm literally having this conversation with you, I'm like, I really need to take this out of the cabinet and put it on my bedside. So every morning and every evening I get this benefit.
Yeah. That's a benefit. That's a benefit and a half.
It is a total benefit. Total benefit.
I'm glad that you, cause I was never really like, I've known that you guys have Melissa oil, but I never looked into it. I just always went for frankincense or, sandalwood's another favorite of mine for spiritual.
Yes. Stuff. Frankincense and Melissa together are incredible. Like yeah. Super duo. Absolutely. Like just super duo. I definitely think that, you know, for, you know, self-reflection and working on, you know, opening yourself. I mean, you know, for some people, like I'm so open. No, you're not. Like you're not. Like, but you know, maybe with this work and you know, using these tools, you can get to that place.
It sounds like Melissa would be good if you are, and even frankincense, like the duo together. The idea that just popped into my head was if you were really having a hard time surrendering.
Yes. Yes, I think that is. I think you nailed it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm going to have such an order.
We'll talk about that after this. We'll talk about
okay.
that.
Okay. What's another one for Stuart?
This one is, I just kind of got into this one personally last month because there was like a promotion. If you ordered so much, you got this for free. And it's called Immortelle. And it's a blend. It's a roller blend. And it's for spiritual insight. So in this blend, listen to this, all right? Frankincense, okay. Sandalwood, lavender, myrrh, helichrysum, and rose, right? Those are some really powerful spiritual oils.
Yeah.
So it's actually, it's marketed to support your skin, your skincare, and like, you know, fine lines. And
oh, okay. I get it. Yeah.
Because it has, because there's so many healing oils in mm-hmm. that blend. But it's really great for meditation to kind of quiet the mind, encourage spiritual growth. They are gentle yet powerful, and they assist in the release of negativity, darkness, and limiting perceptions. It can mitigate spiritual blindness and other spiritual issues by offering profound light.
Ooh, like that.
Yeah, it's really, and it smells amazing. And, you know, my skin looks great too.
It does. It's glowing, darling. It's glowing.
But it's really like, you know, it's funny because doTERRA, I mean, like doTERRA is a company of light workers. I've mentioned this before. Like one of the reasons that, you know, I work with them is because of all the things that they do for community and for the people who are farming. Like they run co-impact sourcing programs and they give back to the communities. They build, you know, water irrigation systems and just clean water wells and, you know, hospitals and schools and all those things. And they actually also have a lot of influence in giving to Operation Underground Railroad, which is human sex trafficking. They work to get women out of sex trafficking and, yeah. You know, they, you know, put them in these transition houses to, you know, so eventually they can go back to society and not mm-hmm. live in, you know, the fear of, you know, being captured again. And just, it's really, you know, the things that they do and the ways they give back are just like absolutely amazing. And, you know, the fact that, like, you know, because I want to better myself and, you know, open my mind to, you know, more with my meditation, there are so many people who are benefiting from the power of my, you know, my dollar, you know? And one of the other oils that I personally use sometimes to meditate is Hope. It's a hope.
I have that one. Yeah.
The money for that goes to Operation Underground Railroad. So like July 30th is like Sex Trafficking Awareness Day. I don't think that's what it's called. I think, but it's like, it's the day that you like, they're focused on, you know, weight raising awareness for sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the hope oil is like one of those things that I've been telling like all my people to, you know, get for themselves. Cause one, it smells amazing. And two, it's, you know, it's helping so many people. Mm-hmm. And it's actually the oil of overcoming. And I was thinking about that when we were talking in the like back of my head, because I think that, you know, going back to the inner child work, I think that that would be a really good oil for that. It has bergamot in it. It has ylang ylang. It has frankincense. It has vanilla, and it helps overcome the challenges that we've faced, you know, and hopefully, you know, everyone listening to this, hopefully you've never had to go through something, you know, like being a victim of sex trafficking, but, you know, I'm sure there are things that, you know, in your lifetime that, you know, you need to overcome and you need to work on. And I think that this oil would definitely be something that, you know, could help you with that healing, could help you overcome those challenges.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my God. You just like, see, this is the problem, Christine.
Yeah. This is why you don't like talking to me, because then you have a laundry list and you're like, oh my goodness, I have to, you know, place my doTERRA order.
But
that's the beauty of doTERRA. And like, you know, not to toot my doTERRA horn or anything, but you know, it is amazing. They have, you know, when you're a member, which you are, I am, mm-hmm. right? If you place an order each month, right, you get money back in points, right? Yeah. And then you get to use those points towards your free oil. So like me, like I'm working towards that free rose oil. You don't, it's not required to spend every month. You know, you do your little, you know, your one or two oils here and there, and it builds up. And then you have an amazing collection. Like if anyone ever walks in my bathroom, like they're like, what are all those bottles behind the toilet? Because I have like a big a big like rack, and it has all my oils on it. And they're like, what are all these doTERRA bottles? I'm like, oh, those are my oils. Do you want to try one?
Yeah. So. No, definitely. So you guys, all of Christine's information, her Facebook group, if you are interested in buying some of these amazing oils, really, I'm going to be honest. Like I said, like I've been that cheap bitch. I've done all oils and doTERRA, there's nothing close to doTERRA. So be sure to check her out on Facebook. She's great. She's amazing. And they also do BOGOs here and there and stuff. It's just a really great company. So Christine, thank you for coming on, and thank you for pissing off my bank account. But I love you, and thank you so much for coming back on.
Anytime.